It's the law. What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loft. It's your girl, Frost, lounging out with Frost and Friends. On today's spotlight feature, we have the one and only Mojo in the building.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? What's happening? What's popping?
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to The Loft. We're coming right back in a few minutes to feature our artist of the day, Mojo. Don't go nowhere. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
You remind me of such sweet. Oh,
Welcome to the Lighthouse Spotlight feature, ladies and gentlemen. Our superstar independent artist of the day. Shine a light.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. Here's the guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me up.
Welcome to the Lighthouse Spotlight feature, ladies and gentlemen. We have the one and only Mojo. Welcome, Mo. Tell us
Thank
about
you
yourself.
For having me.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a Charlotte native, born and raised, but I went to EC.
I love it. yes.
We're there. I was a music major. I love what I do. Like, music is my therapy. It's my soul. Like, it keeps me thriving. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's right. That's what's up.
That's me.
So what made you to still want to become an artist, being that the way the music industry is now versus what it was back then? You know, real talk, it's nowhere near the same.
No, it's nowhere near the same, but that's why I'm independent. That's why I'm not looking to get signed to a label, because when you get signed to a label, oftentimes your creativeness is taken away from you. And as an independent artist, I write my own music. I produce my own music. The only thing I don't do is make the beats. The vocal arrangements, all the harmonies, everything you hear is mine. And so what makes me want to continue to be an artist is the fact that I get to be creative. I get to express myself 110% for my fans.
That's what's up. That's real. So would you say that being an independent artist is kind of like a little less stressful? It's like a lighter bond. You're not bonded anymore, because being with a record label, you know, you have certain things you can do when you can do it, and they actually kind of control what you can release and what you can't release. So it's kind of like an advantage.
Yeah. It is an advantage being an independent artist, because I get to say what's released and what's not released. Like, I got songs y'all are probably never hear. Because they wasn't the best. But I got songs that I'm planning to release here shortly. One y'all gonna hear in a minute.
Right.
That I got to create. I get to say when, where, how, and who. So it's dope being an independent artist.
That's what's up. That is what's up. So you know what? So how long have you been doing this? You say you ECSU native. We go way back like Cracker Jack, ECSU. That's right. So actually, how long actually have you been singing and pursuing a musical career?
Well, I didn't learn I could sing until I was 12. Okay. I was 12 years old, got my first solo in the church, and I was scared to death. But as far as pursuing my music, like 100% full time, probably since about maybe 2002, 2003,
okay.
Somewhere in there.
Okay.
Right before I came out of school, I decided I wanted to get serious with it.
That's what's up. Do you feel like your journey at ECSU helped you in any kind of way for your musical journey?
Absolutely. Like, especially with vocal technique, being that I was in the university choir, Gillis E. Hines, shout out. It taught me a lot about breathing, about vocal technique, about how to you know, we did all kinds of music. So I got I'm a very wide range, eclectic type artist.
Yeah, you can tell that too in your vocals and your music, for real, for real. Your range is like, whoa. This is a great thing because you know you can hit them this way, hit them that way, they never see you coming. But that's what's up. So we're gonna hear some of your music. So introduce your first song. It's called He's Got That Groove.
That's the name of the first song. It's actually going to be on my upcoming project. The name of the project is going to be Soul Food. Okay. So this is the first time, because I consider myself the queen of feel-good music. I make feel-good music.
That's right.
Can bop. You can ride in your car. You can do all that stuff to it. So this song, it was inspired by a relationship that didn't go so well. But then you got him over here. Like, hey, girl, come here. What you doing? How you doing?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a real life thing. This is real life.
I got you. Got you. That's what's up. So let's get on in there. Let's hear what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is He's Got That Groove by Mojo. Ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da.
Feeling like it's special,
but I don't really think so.
I feel like I'm missing out on who could be the one that I need. You know, the one who understands me. He's got that groove, eh? I can see it in his eyes when he says, baby, how you been? He got classy style, baby, by the mile. Let me tell you how my head spins. I'm looking over when he walks by, 'cause I know that he's my type, just right, no lie. He's got that groove, yeah, move, yeah, smooth, yeah. He's got that groove. He's got that groove, yeah, move, yeah, smooth, yeah. He's got that groove. I'm showing you the back door. I know that he's my type, just right.
Wow, that's what's up. He's got it. He's got it, baby. I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that.
Thank you.
That's what's up, though. You told it. Well, for what it is, he's got it.
He's got that groove. He got it. And you don't, so bye.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that's right. That is what's up. That's what's up. I love that, though, Mo, for real. I love that. I love that. That was beautiful. That's a nice little groove to it. Like you said, you got something that you can bop to. Got something that you can bop to. That's some real laid back type right there.
It's a little bit of soul mixed with a little bit of jazz, mixed with a little bit of feel good music. It's just something you can bop to. Absolutely. It's a bop.
Absolutely. I love it. It's great. It's great. So who or what inspires you to do what you do?
Number one, my daughter, because she's 12 in the seventh grade, and I want to show her that you can do anything you set your mind out to do.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. It's never too late. You're never too old. So she inspired me. And then also, just my love for music. Like, I feel like I was born with it. Like, something on the inside say I need to be creating. Like, I went from being just a singer to now I'm a singer, songwriter, producer.
That's right. That's right.
So it's just something inside of me that I feel like God put there that I have to, like, that's part of my purpose why I'm here.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. That's real right there. That's real right there. So, you know, as far as your purpose and everything, I know it hasn't been easy.
No, it hasn't.
I know it hasn't been easy. And, you know, and I think today, you know, a lot of the generation, to me, this is just my opinion, you know, they think it's like peaches and cream. You just get out here and it just happens for you. You make these millions of dollars.
Right.
But it takes a lot of work, man, sacrifice and input. So tell us a little bit about your journey, if you don't mind.
Well, my journey has not been easy. I'm a domestic violence survivor. Wow. Shout out to all the survivors in the world.
That's right. You know, that's
I was in an abusive relationship from 2014, 2018. Could have taken my life on several occasions. You know, as a result of that, it left me with epilepsy. But epilepsy does not stop me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thankful to God to be here. You know, so that's like when people ask me what my journey is or why it is I do what I do, it's because I got a second chance at life. My journey has not been easy. Like I said, I'm a single mom out here trying to make it do what it do. You know, still going through healing of past trauma.
Yeah.
You know, I came from a good home, a good background, love my mom to death, love my dad to death. But like my journey just has not been easy. And I would be lying to sit here and say that it was, but I got a second chance at life.
That's right. That's right.
You know, God say I'm not done yet. Yeah. So, you know, that's a part of my journey. That's what really inspires me to do what I do. Gotcha. I got a second chance to do it.
That's real. That's real. That's real. That's real. And you wrote a song that I love. I really, really love because it's so personal, you know, and it's called Enough.
It's called
Enough. And that right there, it's just like, yeah, sometimes you just got to get to that point where you got to be like, look, I am enough.
That's right. You
know? So tell us about that and the writing, the creative. I know that had to be kind of bittersweet, you know, because you had to go back and tap into some type of emotion. Even if you was already out of that state, but you know, but tell us about that. How was the writing journey with that
one? The writing journey with that one, there were a lot of tears shed because I did have to tap back into some very dark places. But at the same time, there was a lot of joy because like the song said, I can see, you know what I'm saying, standing in front of me. I didn't always like what I see.
Wow, yeah,
and that's the truth. You know what I mean? When I looked at myself, I didn't always believe that I was enough and worth more than the things that I was experiencing.
Gotcha.
So,
wow. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, we have to hear this one. And shout out to each and everybody that has ever been through anything, especially like you said, the domestic violence situation or anything, self-doubt, low self-esteem, all of the above. You need to really listen to this one. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Enough by Mojo. So if you don't know anything else today, you need to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you are enough.
That's right.
Everything is.
everything going to be all right.
Everything going to be all right. Everything going to be all right. That's what's up. I love that. That's some real, that hits you in your soul, in your spirit. Yeah. You know,
that was the whole point of the song, was to really be personal, be vulnerable, you know, peel back the layers. Especially that's how the music industry can make you put on like a mask or a costume. Yeah. And that was just like being totally raw.
Yeah. And open. And you know, I shout out to you for being that vulnerable, you know, through your music, because that takes a lot. Takes a lot, you know. But the simple fact of that is somebody out there that needed to hear that. From you. from your story and from your journey. And that's what it's all about. You know, music soothes the soul of a savage beast. You never know what somebody's going through. They went through what you're going through or going through it then. But right. Your song is really going to touch a lot of people, a lot of people. And shout out to you. I commend you for that, for doing that for us. And I say for us, because sometimes I got to tell myself, look at myself and say, hey, you are enough. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Regardless of what's going on. Yeah. But, you know, I'm proud of you. And I love that. I really love that. You know,
sometimes
people don't think that being vulnerable is good. But yeah, it is. I mean, it's good for you and it's good for other people because you get to release some things and get it off of you. And then you get to do it musically.
Yeah, there's a lot of power in being vulnerable. You know, music is the universal language.
Yeah.
So I feel like this song could touch anybody that hears it. You got people that can't even speak English that would understand it.
Absolutely.
You know, they'll learn the lyrics and they would know what I'm talking about. So
That's
vulnerable is power.
Yeah, I like that. That's real. And that's the truth. That is the truth. 100%. 100%. So what's Mojo doing now? What you got going on there? I know you say you got an upcoming project to carry come out.
Yeah, I'm put out a little EP. It's called Soul Food. It's going to have, he's got that groove on it. That's a new one that nobody has heard. So at the Law for Frost and Friends, it's the first to hear it.
You hear it here first, baby. Oh, that's what's up.
I actually am waiting on my music video to come back for another song that's going to be on the project that y'all haven't heard. It's called Step Into My World.
Okay.
It's got a African vibe. Kind of went away.
That's what's up.
I'm waiting on that to come back. And then once that comes back, that's my project for the year, is to release that video.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. I can't wait to hear that one. I can't wait to hear all of it. You know, honestly, you know, real talk, you know, I've been around Mojo for a long time and Mojo has been a part of my life and has helped me out so much. Yo, you have no idea, you know, and I'm just grateful. I'm proud. I'm so proud, you know, that you're out here doing what you're doing, making it
do what you do.
You know, you didn't allow anything to stop you. You still got the groove on. You kept it going and you got back and you doing the thing.
You're doing the thing.
So if you had anything to say, any up and coming young, old, it doesn't matter, artists, people out here trying to figure out how to do it, what to do or what not to do, what kind of advice would you give to them?
I would say, number one, find your own sound. Like so much of the music today, and I'm not hating on anybody, I'm not throwing shade, but so much of it today sounds the same.
Absolutely.
Find your own sound and be comfortable in that sound and put it out there. Number two, be creative. Like, think outside of the box.
Yeah.
We know what's on the radio. We know what's a bop in the club. But there are so many artists out there that people know about. It may not be a Beyonce. May not be a Destiny's Child, but at the same time, people know about them because they are authentic. Be authentic. Be who you are.
Own it. Stay true to you.
Stay true. Exactly.
That's real. I love it. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You can only be you. Truthfully told, you know, you find out who you are. And I love that advice. And everybody, that's the truth. Everybody needs to know that.
Right.
It's okay to be different. It's okay. Right. It's okay to be unique. It's okay.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know, but be the best that you can be.
That's right. I love it. There's only one of you. You know what I'm saying? God made everybody individual. There's not another person on this earth that's just like, I don't care if you're a twin.
Yeah.
That person is not just like you.
That's right.
Own who you are, be creative, think outside the box, and find your own sound.
That's real. That is real. That's the truth. I love it, Mo. And I thank you so, so much. But you know, we got one more track up for you now. This one's called what? Music?
It's called Music.
Oh, yep. This is the one, get funky.
Come on, get funky, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. But tell them a little bit about this one. Tell them a little bit about it.
This song is again, just me resonating how much music means to me. You know, the words say music is in my heart. Don't want to be a star. Just here to do what I could and make you feel good. So that's my sole purpose when I make my music, is to make you feel good.
That's right.
It's, you know, it's a bop. This one is a bop now. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I love this. I like this. I like this for real, for real. So let's bop it out, y'all. Let's go. Let's get with it with Mojo. This is music. Here we go. I just want to say your vocal range is awesome, though. I love it. You do all your backgrounds and everything?
I do all my backgrounds and everything. On that one, I did have my best friend help me out. But for the 99.9% with a line on top, I do all my backgrounds myself.
With a line on top. I like that. I like that. That's what's up. That's awesome. That's awesome. That shows your musicianship, you know, and your broad range of everything, which is awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. So anybody out there that say they need a background singer that you can't do it, if you can sing, do it for yourself. Proof is in the pudding, right? Proof is in the pudding.
That's right. Proof is in the pudding, baby. You can make it happen.
You can make it happen. You can make it happen and save yourself a little bit of money too. So
exactly.
But I love you so much, Mo. I am so proud of you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the one and only Mojo. And Mo, you take us out of here. Whatever you want to say. Let the people.
Well, you can find me on Facebook at Mojo NC Music. You can find me on Instagram at Mojo Music 007. You can find me on YouTube at Mojo Music. Like, follow, share, download. I got some new stuff coming, and I can't wait for y'all to hear it.
Yes, yes, yes. So y'all give it up for Mojo, and y'all go out there and follow her. Download her music on wherever she's at. Look her up. Look her up. Hit her up. Let's support each other, y'all. Let's support each other. We all we got sometimes, so let's make it do what it do. You got a young mother out here aspiring to get her career on and popping. She's doing it herself. That speaks a lot of volumes, yo. And it's great music, too. So you ain't out here getting nothing that's sideways. So get that good soul feel music from the one and only Mojo. We'll be right back with some inspirational words for your soul.
Hey,
Millie, what's happening, everybody? What's the word on the playground today?
Out of the mouths of babe.
If our parents tell us that we have to go to school, we don't have to go to school, only if our parents tell us we have to go to school.
Really? Why is that?
I really don't know.
So if your mom doesn't tell you to go to school, you don't have to come to school.
Listen to your parents and have fun.
Be kind. Be nice. Be in school, kids.
Let's get out of here, guys. What's next?
They say I'm crazy, the way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging, the way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride. Ooh. It's love. It's love. It's love. It's love. It's love.
They say I'm tripping the way you got my whole life flipping.
Ooh.
They say I'm
Question.
good vibes, positive vibes only. Tell me something good. What's the word for the day?
Hey, this is your girl, Auntie, with Aspirations with Auntie. I'm here to bring to you today motivation, encouragement, resources, and support to individuals of all ages. I would like to start this year off by encouraging you to realize that you don't have control over others. You have control over you and you only. You can control your actions, how you react, and your response, how you respond to others. You can't control how others act, react, behave, or respond. How are you going to respond to their actions? This year, let's concentrate on our own actions and how we're going to handle things. Let's concentrate on how we take control of our own actions. If you have children, start teaching them how to control their own actions and how they react or respond. They don't have control over their friends. They don't have control over what a teacher may say, what a classmate may say, how they may behave. They have no control over that. So let's start with ourselves, and then if you have children, start embedding that into your children. Plant that seed in your children. And I promise you, just watch and see how much progress you'll see.
Thank you so much, Angie. Thank you, Mojo. Thank you, everybody that tuned in. I just want everybody to know and understand that we are enough. There's nothing too hard that we can't do. We can do it. We will do it. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I appreciate you so much. See you later.
It's a blessing to see people with their heads up to the sky still. 'Cause honestly, for the same people, life can be so real. I'm amazed by all your strength, I am, and I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude for you. I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, 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 beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Many mighty ships are sinking, many stars are falling down, and I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. Oh, I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around. Yeah, yeah, and I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now. Yeah, for you, I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Let me say ya, yeah, 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 ya, yeah. Let me hear you say ya, 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 ya. Say ya, 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 ya.
I put my lighter in the air for you.
Alright.
I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through.
You're beautiful,
beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for
us.
Everybody singing together, sing a new song.